They keep protesting Israel's war in Gaza on college campuses. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's at Columbia University in New York, where the pro-Palestinian protesters had a midnight deadline to dismantle an encampment. It was extended early this morning, another 48 hours.
The progress comes after one of the protest groups claims that the university threatened to call in both the National Guard and the NYPD. The university says the protesters have agreed to remove a significant number of tents and that those demonstrating who are not affiliated with the university will leave.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. It's not just Columbia. There have also been loud protests and arrests at NYU and Yale.
And on the West Coast, students at UC Berkeley are still setting up tents at so-called solidarity encampments. And protesters at Cal Poly are also clashing with police, chanting, "We're not afraid of you," and "Cops, go home."
Fox's Brooke Singman. At the Senate last night,
the motion to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 815 is agreed to.
Approving a $95 billion foreign aid package.
Tonight we tell our allies, we stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, some will go to Israel. The majority of the funding will go to new military assistance Ukraine desperately wants in the war against Russia. But Republican Senator Ted Cruz was among the 18 no votes.
It gives money for the NGOs that are trafficking illegal immigrants, and it does nothing, zero, to stop the invasion at our southern border.
President Biden may sign the bill today after going to Tampa, critical of Florida's looming abortion ban at 6 weeks of pregnancy.
It was Donald Trump who ripped away the right. The freedom of women in America.
The president says the Supreme Court with three Trump appointees was wrong to let states have the right to ban abortions, and today the justices will hear a challenge to Idaho's abortion law. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in China. He's arrived for 3 days of talks this time that'll include Blinken airing concerns about China helping Russia economically amid sanctions aimed at punishing Moscow for the war in Ukraine. The FBI director has often warned that China poses a big cybersecurity threat with a hacking operation. This is the U.S. government cracks down on the sale of commercial spyware, imposing visa restrictions on more than a dozen people.
Securing America.
State Department officials say the 13 people allegedly involved in the spyware sales, quote, facilitated or derived financial benefit from the technology. In a statement, the agency says the spyware was used to target journalists, academics, human rights advocates, dissidents, and others. They did not identify those named in the restrictions, but the group also includes the family members of those involved in such businesses. The visa restrictions come more than 2 months after the federal government enacted a new policy that enforces visa constraints on those engaging in practices that could threaten freedom of expression and privacy. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The day after a Los Angeles sheriff's deputy was shot, an arrest.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says a 47-year-old is in custody for shooting and injuring a motor deputy at an intersection Monday.
Our detectives strongly believe that Raimundo Duran is the suspect involved in the shooting of our deputy in the city of West Covina.
Citing video, witness statements, and a firearm recovered, the 43-year-old deputy shot in the torso is recovering at home, his bulletproof vest saving his life. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have not been moving too much after a second straight day of big gains, with the Dow and the Nasdaq surging up well over 200 points. In the NBA playoffs, Indiana got even with Milwaukee. Dallas tied its series with the LA Clippers. Minnesota beat Phoenix again. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.